We're missing an opportunity at the Elmira Corning Regional Airport.
For what?
All right, so Delta, and we've seen this, there was a couple of flights that, at least one I know of, it was an eclipse flight. They were going to take you up for the eclipse, and you'd be in the air to see the eclipse.
How cool is that?
Well, Delta just had to add another one to be able to see it, because the first one sold out in 24 hours. Now, the new flight on April 8th will leave the from Austin around 12:30 local time, and will travel along the path of the total eclipse, arriving in Detroit at 4:20 p.m. From what I understand, we are in the event horizon, which sounds like we're all going to die. The world's going to crack in half. That's it. Transformers are going to come out of the core of the earth.
And you can make an extra, what would you charge people? $100?
What, for the flight?
Yeah, I think people would easily pay that. Somebody at ELM must be listening to us right now, because I have another idea, too.
Can't we get a hold of one of the Allegiant jets and just be like, well, listen, we're going to take it up, and I don't know. See, I don't need to go from Austin all the way up. Can't we just take them up in the air and fly from, like, you
here
know,
to Rochester.
Yeah, with something like that, or here to Buffalo, or whatever.
Or just hover.
Or just hover.
Right. Just, you know, do a little circle, a little loop-de-loo around.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. And wait, on top of that, years ago, me and my family did a trip to the Grand Canyon. And my brother really wanted to go via helicopter. So we did. These people, they got the marketing down pat. Yeah. Listen to me, ELM, when I tell you this. So here we are. We're going in the helicopter. And they're giving us some history of the Grand Canyon and everything. As soon as we come to the opening of the canyon, the guy, the helicopter pilot, stops talking. And all of a sudden, it's... da, 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 da. I'm amazing. And then he had a whole soundtrack of beautiful songs that would be... I would say in the mood of looking at a big hole.
Okay, that makes
sense. Here's my thing. We could do the same thing, and all of a sudden, once the eclipse starts coming in our totality, is what it's called.
That's then, it. Yes. Not the event horizon.
So I think once we get into the path of totality, then all of a sudden, turn around.
Oh my God.
Every now and then I get a little bit closer.
You just wanted to sing, didn't you?
I did. And then, but then we could do, what are some other great songs that we could have that would be in the realm of the eclipse?
Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on Sunshine.
There you go. Little Katrina and the Waves, right?
Right.
I'm walking on sunshine. There.
Yeah.
See how annoying you sound when you start singing?
No.
Oh, my God. You just added on to my song.
Right. That just gave me life. Like, that wasn't annoying at all. That was fun.
Walking on the Sun.
That Smash Mouth.
There you go.
A classic.
Oh, now, come on. Now, see, now I got to pull that up, because
here comes the sun.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
See, you guys can add to this. We're going to make the Total Eclipse playlist. And our solar eclipse.
What did you just say?
I called it a total eclipse. I meant solar eclipse. I was thinking of Total Eclipse of the Heart. Dancing in the Dark. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a song I don't think of very often. No, you got to do that, because when we were in that helicopter, one of them was an odd song, but it fit. It was I think it was Drops of Jupiter. But there's some lyric that like went with it that I go, oh.
Like a big hole in the ground, it's a drop of Jupiter. Is that the line from the song? I mean, come on. All of a sudden, you're up in the air and you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
This could work, right?
Wait, hold on. I got to hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could see the plane taking off to this song.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, that's great.
It ain't no joke. I'd like to buy the world a token. Teach the world to sing in
perfect harmony. Okay, I got another one.
All right.
Hear me out.
Oh, God, okay.
Type in the name Natasha.
All right.
Bedding Field.
Yeah.
I'm Pocket there. Full of Sunshine.
Oh, I haven't heard this song in a million years. Oh, remember this song? Here. Oh, that's boring.
Okay.
Oh, that's boring.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Her hands are waving in the air.
Okay. All right,
Mr. Brightside.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it picks up. Okay. Type in Violent.
Oh, friends. I love this song. Yes.
Do
oh, my
see?
God. If you look at the total eclipse, you're going to have a problem. Because this is the song right here.
Up.
This is it right here. We totally are making an eclipse playlist. This is great.
ELM, are you listening to us?
We get us in that Allegiant jet. We'll go for a flight.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, and I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I whisper in the sun. Let me go on.
Didn't know anybody remembered all the lyrics anymore.
I know you're the one. Oh, I got them all. Okay, we have one more.
All right.
Again, hear me out.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, I know. This works.
We're on the flight. We're having chips, cocktails, mocktails.
You are standing now. What is happening to you?
Because I love this idea.
Okay.
Okay. Len.
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hang on.
Get me started, and I'll just go.
Oh, my gosh. This is even a better one. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look at the text line, because I bet you guys are texting, too.
This is as you're flying around Lake Erie, getting ready to circle back to see the, what is it? What did you call it? Totality?
Totality.
Yeah.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat.
I think this guy died, by the way.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
It's all twisted around the beat. Uncomfortable, 3 feet deep. Now I'm fuzzy, staring for not being there.
How happy are you right now?
This would work. This would be a lot of fun to be able to be in a plane, you know, taking off from ELM. And then as you land, because remember, the eclipse now is ending.
Right.
As you land, that's when we have the finale moment, you know?
And everybody's clapping.
And it's, oh, thank you for the $8 peanuts. This is great. Tostado, we're clapping. Yay. Yeah, see, this would be the perfect finale.
Here comes the sun.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this song makes me cry. It makes me think of my daughters.
God.
It does. It totally does.
Somebody get him a tissue. Yeah.
Scott's eyes, his rep is burned out.
Next week at the Radiothon.
You know, for 20 years almost, you begged me to find my emotions. I finally do, and you're relentless on it. Oh, this would be perfect.
Oh, I got another one from a listener.
Yeah?
Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow. I love this song.
That would be a good one when we're flying around, yeah.
Yes. Scott's like, flight's over, okay?
All right, listen, we're coming in for a landing, damn it.